From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. President Donald Trump has promised quick, decisive action following a suspected chemical weapons attack in Syria that killed at least 60 and affected hundreds of others.
We're going to make a decision on all of that, in particular Syria. We'll be making that decision very quickly, probably by the end of today. But we cannot allow atrocities like that. Cannot allow.
He may.
And if he does, it's going to be very tough. Very tough.
Mr. Trump responding to a question about Russian President Vladimir Putin's complicity. While there is no conclusive evidence linking the attack to Syria or Russia, U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis said Moscow bears some responsibility.
Why are chemical weapons still being used at all when Russia was the framework guarantor of removing all the chemical weapons? And so working with our allies and partners from NATO to Qatar and elsewhere, we are going to address this issue.
Can you rule out taking actions, launching airstrikes against Assad, Mr. Secretary?
I don't rule out anything right now.
Both Damascus and Russia deny involvement in the attack. Russia's U.N. Ambassador Vasily Dembenzia said there's no proof of chemical weapons use.
Our military radiological, biological, chemical unit was on site of an alleged chemical accident, and it confirmed that there was no chemical substances found on the ground.
In rebel-controlled Idlib province, at least 11 were killed, 80 wounded, in an undetermined explosion Monday. In the Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo, five park rangers and their driver were killed Monday in an ambush in Virunga National Park, one of the last sanctuaries of the endangered mountain gorilla, the park located in restive North Kivu province. This is VOA News. In a speech to a business conference Tuesday, Chinese President Xi Jinping promised to open up the Chinese economy, lower trade barriers, increase foreign ownership, and open the financial sector. The remarks followed Monday's recognition of the costs of a trade war with China by President Trump.
When we do a deal with China, which probably we will, we don't, they'll have to pay pretty high taxes to do business with our country. That's a possibility. But if we do a deal with China during the course of a negotiation, they want to hit the farmers because they think that hits me. I wouldn't say that's nice, but I tell you, our farmers are great patriots. These are great patriots. They understand that they're doing this for the country. And we'll make it up to him.
Mr. Trump vowing to protect intellectual property and reduce the trade imbalance has proposed $50 billion in trade tariffs on Chinese duties. Threatened to tack on another $100 billion worth of Chinese products that are affected. A member of Hungary's ruling Fidesz party Monday promised it will start work on stopping what he called the Soros legal machine, a reference to the Hungarian-American business magnate and philanthropist George Soros, who's championed open borders. Fidesz has opposed European Union migration policies. Fidesz won a smashing electoral victory in Sunday's ballot, which was monitored by the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe.
The 8 April parliamentary elections were characterized by a pervasive overlap between state and ruling party resources, undermining contestants' ability to compete on an equal basis.
Douglas Wake said the campaign was also marked by hostile and intimidating campaign rhetoric, limited space for debate, and a diminished voter ability to make an informed choice. In India, nearly 30, mostly children, were killed when a school bus plunged off a mountain road into a deep ravine in northern Himachal Pradesh state Monday. South Sudan's former military chief has announced the formation of a political movement to challenge President Salva Kiir. Paul Malong, calling it the South Sudan United Front, described it as a struggle to arrest the carnage in the country and steer it back to democracy. The founder and chief executive of the largest social media platform, Facebook, begins the first of 2 days of testimony Tuesday before Congress. Mark Zuckerberg expected to assume responsibility for allowing access to the data of tens of millions of its users by a UK-based political consultancy. Florida Senator Ben Nelson met with Zuckerberg Monday.
I clearly explained to him what I thought had happened in the misuse of personal data. Number one, that those 87 million, which he confirmed, that personal data was sent into hands that he said they were lied to by Cambridge Analytica.
Nelson said that could mean more regulation of the social media industry. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.